With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. strikes against rebels in Yemen did hit the intended targets.
We do believe that the strikes had good effect in degrading the capabilities of these militia groups to attack us. And we do believe that that as we continue, we will be able to continue to send a strong message about the United States' firm resolve to respond when our forces are attacked.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Sullivan responded to some complaints. The White House had waited too long to retaliate for the drone strike that killed three U.S. soldiers.
We planned the attack. We executed the attack. We hit where we wanted to hit, when we wanted to hit.
Also at SRNnews.com, Republican Nikki Haley still has no plans to quit the presidential race. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
She trails Donald Trump in the polls, and most pundits view her candidacy as a long shot. But Haley said she's not going anywhere. She told reporters that if she can keep closing the gap, her campaign will continue. In her calculus, the GOP primary has barely begun, with just two states having voted so far. Haley's refusal to quit has angered the former president, who has reacted to name-calling and increased personal attacks against Haley at the risk of alienating moderate voters and suburban women. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden yesterday easily winning South Carolina's Democratic primary, defeating Minnesota Congressman Dean Phillips and author Marianne Williamson. Black voters play an outsized role in South Carolina's Democratic electorate, and Biden and other party leaders had recommended the state lead off the party's 2024 primary calendar. This is SRN News. National Football League teaming up with a leading LGBT pressure group.
Super Bowl week in Las Vegas will feature a lot of parties, and the NFL will host one for homosexuals. The league says its Night of Pride with GLAD, scheduled for February 7th, is designed to, quote, spotlight advances in the future of LGBT inclusion in professional sports, as well as the NFL's commitment to LGBT former and current players. The league says it will also hold a Pride Flag football clinic the same day as the party. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As pro-life laws go into effect in many states, a growing number of women using telehealth to obtain abortion drugs. In a telehealth abortion, a woman is evaluated remotely by a doctor and then receives abortion pills in the mail. Nearly 1 in 10 abortions in America now done via telehealth. This is SRN News. There are growing concerns now coming out of North Korea. The communist nation testing cruise missiles outfitted with new so-called super large warheads and a new type of anti-aircraft missile. The latest from correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
The latest test continues a streak in weapons demonstrations that has rival South Korea worried. South Korea's military says that it did detect the North launching multiple cruise missiles. Analysts say that North Korea's emphasis on the new super-large warhead could imply that these missiles are intended to be armed with nuclear weapons. Cruise missiles are among a growing collection of North Korean weapons designed to overwhelm regional missile defenses. The country also has a vast lineup of ballistic missiles, including long-range weapons aimed at the continental United States. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More details at SRNnews.com.